Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth
Ann. And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And as I promised you, each Thursday, up until the date of this range of the Range Rights and Resources Symposium, I will bring on one of their speakers or their teachers or their representatives to share with you, my listeners, and their fellow American patriots. As I use the phrase educate and activate, it's true that truth in education is liberating, and it brings that liberty our founding fathers fought and died for. So it's important that we educate ourselves. And the mission of the Range Rights and Resource Symposium is to protect fundamental property rights and rural economies through proactive approaches and education. So though this through the education, they will strive to create rural and urban allies for property. As we like to say here on CSE Talk Radio, bring Americans together. Create an awareness in existing property rights. What do you personally know about your property rights? That's my question. Awaken recognition and respect for natural rights. Now, that's an interesting term that we'll be talking about in the next few weeks, natural rights. Our guest today is Tim Smith. He is a native of Oregon, and since 1985, Tim has run a environmental consulting business, now called TKS Consulting. TKS Consulting's primary efforts now are in groundwater geology, mining, consulting, and permitting, environmental compliance. He and his wife enjoy three grandchildren, if I understood that bio correctly. Tim will be the speaker on Saturday morning on May the 20th at the Range Rights and Resource Symposium. And remember, you can get signed up there just by going to rangerights.com. He will be speaking on family, should be friends, conflict, or cooperation. Tim, I have it from a reliable source that you are truly the one who incubated these annual Range Rights and Resource Symposiums. That's a long name for this. We thank you for your perseverance. I know you've been active for a very long time, and we welcome you to CSE Talk Radio today. How are you doing, Tim?
No, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I was intrigued. I was going around the, as you noticed, I was using your words on your website, rangerights.com, and it intrigued me because this is something I share with my listeners. I have listeners all over, from sea to shining sea is what I like to say, and I'm smack dab in the middle here in this middle of the state of Missouri. But on the description there on the website, it says, whether you're a rancher, a farmer, a logger, a miner, a hunter, or someone who uses land in order to make a profit, you want your pursuits to be properly managed to achieve the best ecological and economical results. And that's what the Range Rights and Resource Symposium has been developed and designed to do to meet the needs of many. And so I am intrigued by that because that's something I tell my listeners daily, that it isn't, even if you're not the rancher, even if you're not the farmer, even if you're not this or that, you are a consumer. And all these things, they involve all of us. And, of course, I believe rural America is the foundation of this nation, and it is so important, and property rights are vital to our liberty, and I really appreciate and respect what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I think it's important, and as you said before, our focus is really on education, and then we do what we can do to proactively guide people towards opportunities to improve the management of their lands and understand what their rights are, under the Constitution and under the natural laws. So it's been a very interesting and very fulfilling effort between the group that we put together a couple of years ago to put on these symposiums, and I have never worked with a a better group of people with more enthusiasm, knowledge, and experience than the group that's putting this on.
You know, I was just thinking this morning that one thing that I have experienced in my life, I've not been a part of putting one together, but I go to these periodically, and you don't meet a better group of people. You just don't. And it kind of gives you that feel of what, you know, maybe the founding fathers felt when they were just starting to get together and discuss things. Only now we're down the road. We have the luxury of what they, all the hard work that they did. And now we're coming back to that table because we see some of these liberties, some of these rights being, being abused by big government. And so reining that in, and it has to be we the people that do that. And when you go to something like these symposiums, these conferences that encompass just people in general, just the real Americans, the down-to-earth people, you'll realize that common sense is not dead, and it lives right there. And, you know, you just can't get around a better group of people. So I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, it's been, like I said, it's been a terrific experience. This year, in our event this year, we chose, Trent Luce made the suggestion we move our event further east in the country so that we could involve more private sector people because, as you said earlier, the issues that affect government-managed lands, and you notice I don't use the term public lands anymore. I think that term needs to be redefined and
yes,
people understand what public lands mean. But we decided that in order to broaden our base of understanding and support, we needed to bring in private sector individuals who ranch and farm and live in small communities that depend on agriculture and resource development for the infrastructure benefits that these resources bring economically to a community. So we decided we'd go to Omaha with this conference rather than stay out here in the West. And last year's was in Layton, Utah, which was very productive, and it was our first one. And we really learned a lot, and we brought together some of the top thinking people on these issues in the country and decided that it was really a worthwhile thing to do. And so we're just broadening our base. And again, our goal is to educate people on their rights.
You know, I'm kind of chuckling because, you know, I know that Nebraska's east from you, but I've got listeners in New York and New Jersey and in all that area, and they're thinking, they went east? Because Nebraska is part of the heartland, and I think you will do well there. You should be able to really reach out to a lot of people there. You know, it is something that is a very deep concern of mine, and I'm sure it is for you and those who are putting this together, is that the individual private property right, private property owners and managers, they're becoming discouraged, almost becoming an endangered species, so to speak, because they're being challenged at every corner by the bureaucracy of the government. And we, the people, have to know our rights, and we have to be educated in order to know how to fight this. To meet this battle head on.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lady that's going to be speaking, Martha Bonetta. The title of her talk is going to be Farming in Fear, and it's mm-hmm. the experience that she's gone through in her small farm that she developed, and how she was oppressed by the local government as well as the state and federal regulations due to the local government.
I kind of remember her story. Is she in Oregon? Is that where she was? Or
no, she's actually
Indiana. I'll have to look it up because I remember talking about her just a few years ago. Well, that'll be awesome to meet her. We're going into a break. Tim, you hang on. I'm going to open the phone lines up for callers, 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Tim Smith, and we're talking about the Range Rights and Resource Symposium that's coming up May 19th and 20th, and we will be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private property, in God and Constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Tim Smith. I want to go back to where we were, but here in just a few minutes, I want to talk about what your speech is going to be. I don't want you to give it all away. I just want to talk about it. But now, the lady we were talking about, I remember talking about that and sharing that on air. She was
Virginia. That was my
Virginia. Fault. Okay, I had every place but Virginia in my head. What was her name again?
Martha Bonetta.
Bonetta. Okay, and she was being attacked there, and they were going to fine her and do all kinds of things, and they were basically keeping her from managing her land.
Yes. They were apparently attempting to run her off her property entirely.
Exactly. And it was kind of a local thing there. And I didn't have her on my list here as a speaker coming up. So I do have a spot where it says to be announced. So maybe she's in that spot. But
yeah,
anyway.
we put her in on the toward the end of the afternoon on Saturday.
Okay.
On Friday.
On Friday, yeah. And that's where I've got the 1 o'clock to be announced. All right. Well, that'll be very interesting because I know she really had a battle. And it was admirable how she just hung in there, Tim. I mean, she just hung in there.
Yeah, she's a courageous lady, I tell you, and strong. There's nothing more impressive than an individual who will stand up when their back's against the wall and fight in all directions. Like, we all have to do that in our own ways out here in the West from time to time, and sometimes we wonder why people knuckle under to the oppression of the federal or state governments, but you have to balance what's good for your family versus what's good for you individually and your beliefs and your strength in holding on to your freedom. So
you do.
It's a tough decision to make if you're going to stand or you're going to walk away. It's a tough one.
It is a tough one, and we never know until we're in that situation what we really will do. We think we might stand up. We think we're going to be strong, but until we get there, we don't really know and what the obstacles might be, you know, where the threats are. And it's something that, you just have to face that. And, yeah, you have to be in prayer. Now, you are going to be speaking about family and getting along. That's kind of what I take it. It's what exactly are you going for in that?
Well, that was kind of a tongue-in-cheek family thing. It was what I'm really going to be talking about is that over the last few months, there's been kind of a split or a fragmentation in the ranching community, especially cattle ranching community, about how to approach the issue of federal lands management and whether or not we should take on the issue of standing our ground on our existing rights, as we're learning about through fellows like Angus McIntosh, who's going to be talking on property rights and split estates, and also whether or not we need to really seriously get after transferring federal ownership and federal management to state and county management. And there's a very good case to be made for that. So during this period of time in the last few months, there's some of the established cattlemen's organizations who have taken exception to our approach that we need to educate and talk about our existing rights and stand up for them against the BLM and the Forest Service and those people who manage the grazing on our federally managed grounds. And all of a sudden we realized that we should be people who are family and friends to each other. And all of a sudden we have this split, and they're attacking our presentation of what we see as the way to better our better the management on our lands. And so and it went a long ways. It came up about a request from a past Oregon Cattlemen's Association president for me to speak and write a paper for the Oregon Cattlemen's Association, and that went all the way to the top of the food chain in their organization, and developed some very strong animosity towards what we are trying to do in terms of teaching about the existing grazing rights and having groups to stand up for the rights that are inherent within the grazing allotments. And so I'm going to be talking about that experience of people who should be working together because they have a very strong common interest, but end up being separated and fragmented and working against each other when their outcome is what the outcome that they want is basically a common outcome.
It should be a common outcome.
It's not really about family. It's about, you know, professional family, if you would, and resource users' families.
Okay. Well, I was just a little bit deceived on that. You said it was tongue in cheek, but you know, you're absolutely right. And we see these. I call it the alphabet bureaucracy that's coming out of D.C. And these particular bureaucratic departments supposedly were developed to help us. And we end up having to fight them every step of the way because they want to infringe on the property. They want to infringe on the rights. They want to manage it, and you're just allowed to be there. And sometimes they don't even want you to be there. And so we see this all the time. We see the battles, and then we also see that within our own communities. And it is a battle that we have to address, and we have to figure out how we're going to come together, because unless we come together, we'll lose it all.
Yeah, I think this is a fairly good example when we had a visit out in our rural area here by the fellow, the Republican who was running for governor of the state of Oregon, Bud Pierce, a while back. We have here in our county, we're a very large county, I think the eighth largest county in the United States. We have 73% federally managed lands here in our county. And so in order to make him understand, transplant that situation to a more urban-oriented county, I used Marion County, which is on the west side of Oregon, which would be very much like many of the eastern and midwest agricultural counties. We have 70. If you apply the 73% rule like we have in our county to a small county like Marion, which has maybe 1,100 and some square miles, if you take 73% of that county out of production and turn it over to federal management, what you're left with is the urban hubs, and everything around that is managed and run on a day-to-day basis and a year-to-year basis by a plan that's developed and approved annually by the federal government. You know, for example, could be the BLM here, that sort of thing. And I said to him, I said, well, how in the world could you expect any business to function properly when their business plan was subject to change without their approval or input on a yearly basis? How can you run a business if your business plan is subject to change by someone from the outside? And that's what we live with in these very rural counties where we have 73% of our lands controlled by the federal management plans. So I think if people take a look at that and apply that 73% or even the 50% rule to their individual county, they'll say, how could we function in this county if we lost control of 50% of our productive ground? So that's the example I used for our governor's candidate. Unfortunately, he didn't win, but I think he's going to go and take another shot at it next go around.
Well, we've got to keep trying. We just have to keep trying. Well, you know, we do deal with different things, and in the Midwest and the East, they don't deal with the same kind of things that you do there out in the West with the grazing rights and those that kind of thing. But we do have our own battles and our own, for a lack of a better word, enemies that we have to fight. And it's ongoing with the farmers and the ranchers and the producers because they we seem to be micromanaged by government, the bureaucracy. And it's... we know when they run something, it usually isn't too efficient. And
yeah.
It's not necessarily for the good of all of us or for the good of your profit. We're going into another break. The phone lines are open. We do have a caller holding. We'll go to you, Larry, when we come back. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. You need to visit rangerights.com and get signed up for the symposium that's coming up May 19th and the 20th. That's rangerights.com. And Tim and Beth Ann, oh yeah, we'll be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home.
To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Tim Smith, and we're talking about the Range Rights and Resource Symposium coming up May 19th and the 20th. You can get registered, find out a little bit more, see who all the guest speakers are going to be by visiting rangerights.com. That's simply rangerights.com. We're going to go to Larry from Missouri. He had a comment about property rights. Larry, how are you today?
All right. I've got a question. I see personal property owners, the personal property taxes and land taxes, I see them an enemy against the owners because the taxes keep going up. How does a person ever own a piece of land if they have to pay taxes on it as long as they own it and they're taxed out of it? I just don't understand. See, how do you own it? How do you actually own it if you got to pay taxes on it the rest of your life as long as you hang on to it?
Okay. I'm going to let Tim address that. Tim?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yeah, that's a very good question. And it comes to the, I guess, issue of whether or not natural rights and property are something that can't be taken away. When you actually have essentially, and what taxation, property taxation is a lien on your property forever. Mm-hmm. And I guess that in a one sense that you probably never truly do own that property as long as you've got that lien on it, whether or not you have a mortgage paid off or you own it free and clear or not. I get your point exactly. I don't have an answer, to the issue, except that if we had more control of how our property tax money is spent, I think we wouldn't take such exception to the fact that. That we have this ongoing lien on our property, so that's about all I can say about it. Yeah. I'm not a property tax expert by any means.
It kind of makes us serfs on our property. You know, you think you own it, but I wrote an article several years back, "The Land of Pretending," because we pretend that we own these things, but if you don't pay tax on it, just watch out and see how fast you get it taken away from you. I have a caller periodically that calls in, Tim, and I've been looking for someone who is really well versed in the in allodial titles, that is one way to secure your property. And so if you know anybody that is well versed in that, I would love to have them on the air and talk about that. So that's another issue that I know that Larry will be listening whenever we do get somebody who's well versed in the allodial titles. So
yeah, that wouldn't be me.
Yeah, well, it's not me either. But this particular lady that calls in, she's here in the state of Missouri, and she and her husband have done that with their property. So they do own it lock, stock, and barrel, and I'm not sure how that all works out, and I'm not sure if it's something that's in every single state. You know, it may be different. I know property tax isn't in every single state, just the majority of them, I believe. But the thing that we want to talk about with the Range Rights and Resource Symposium is to be educated about these things, and that is something maybe we can find that, and you can put that in your next symposium to help people get educated on their property rights and on other things that they can do to secure that.
It we'll certainly sounds like an interesting topic.
It is interesting. I just don't know anything about it, so I have to be confessing, you know, to my ignorance in certain areas. I am excited about the symposium. I look at the list of guests, and I don't know everyone, but I've heard of some of their names by speaking to other people that I know that you do work with. But one name that is very familiar, and I mentioned this to Trent last week, one name that is very familiar to my listeners because I've had her on the air, and she and I have met in different conferences across the way several different times, and that's Chris Ann Hall. And when you listen to Chris Ann, you got to put your fast ears on because she will give you a lot of information in as much time as you allow her to do that. And she is a spitball of fire, and she is right on all the time.
Yeah, I hope people will appreciate her when she speaks, because we're only gonna have enough time for her to do, I think, 45 minutes. And she, like you say, she can pack any amount of time with the information. And her energy level
don't judge her by her size.
Yeah, it just brings your intuition that you've got about things, brings it to the front, and you start picking up on stuff that you thought were always true. And she points out how these things are true about what your rights are and how you need to be on top of it so that you can protect yourself.
She is one tough gal, and I'll tell you what, she's been through it, and she has survived, and she stands tall. She's not much taller. Actually, I think she and I are about the same height. We're both a little short girls, but yeah. she is a ball of fire, and she is a wealth of information, and she can educate you pretty darn quick. You got to put your fast ears on, though. But I know my listeners know her very well, and we're going to have
22 different speakers there, and they come from all over the country, and we're going to cover a lot of different subjects, and some of them we're going to be, adding one speaker will add on to what the previous speaker on his particular topic talked about. But we've got some. I think one of the things that people will be very interested in, as well, is the talk on fire ecologic and economic impact.
Oh, yes.
By the Gerber brothers, they approached this in a total economic and ecological, from a total ecological and an economic point of view, which is much different than I had seen before. And we just think that they're, they have the research that they've done and the numbers they've got will just knock people's socks off when they see these two guys talk about what fire does to the environment in terms of air and water and wildlife. It's just a tremendous, they have a tremendous program that they present for us.
So let me tell my listeners that they are on the docket for 11 o'clock on Friday, so you need to make it on Friday and Saturday. Just don't think you can, you know, slack off on Friday. You need to be there both days because it's going to be packed full of information and education. So the Gerber brothers will be talking at 11. It says 11:10. I'm going to say 11 o'clock on a Friday morning.
Yeah, to start us, start us all off on after Trent does the beginning introductions, Bill Norton from the Center for Self-Governance will be talking. He's kind of going to set the stage for what we need to be thinking about in terms of what is property, what our rights are in a large, you know, from a 20,000 foot elevation sort of view. And he'll set the stage for how we want to have people start thinking about the presentations that are going to follow, which includes some specific details, but also include the larger concepts of, and how they can be applied to their individual education process in about their rights.
And on the agenda, he's on at 8:20, and his title is Life, Liberty, and Property. And a lot of times when I talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, I don't end there. It's the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. And, you know, it's so that's going to be a very interesting start to the symposium.
Yeah, we've got a great program. One of the things that people have a misunderstanding about, and I think this applies to some places in the Midwest, according to Trent, it does anyway. I don't know this, but we have a severe wild horse problem in the West, and it's really devastating our rangelands.
You know, I have a gentleman on periodically, and I haven't seen him. I haven't talked to him in a long time. Ray Field, he's from Texas, and he talks about the wild horse situation quite a bit. We're going into another break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Property rights. How important are those to you and where you are in this great nation of 50 states? Range Rights and Resource Symposium, May 19th and the 20th. You need to be at this meeting. It's 2 days. I think you'll make a lot of new friends. Go to rangerights.com and get signed up. That's rangerights.com. Tim and Beth Ann, we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. $5. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private property, in God and Constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. Returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Tim Smith. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's fastest hour of the day, Tim. You'll find that out every time you're on CSC Talk Radio. Between 10 and 11 is the fastest hour of the day every day, Monday through Friday. Just goes
well. Well, it's certainly gone fast so far.
It has. It does speed along. We're really excited about the symposium, and I am going to try and be there as well. I'm going to bring a guest if I possibly can, and we're going to mix and mingle with some great patriots and learn a lot. And that's what I'm encouraging my listeners to do. Go to rangerights.com. That's rangerights.com. Commercial just played, and I was thinking, you know, I haven't said it was in Bellevue, at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. We mentioned Nebraska, but I'm not sure if I ever said Omaha, Nebraska. The 19th and the 20th. And you need to mark your calendars. This is an event you don't want to miss. I think you're going to get a lot of education, and in that we will be encouraged and activated to get back home and get to work. So that's what we want with people. We want them to be encouraged, not discouraged. There's a lot of things. We can look at the doom and gloom side of the bureaucracy in this nation, but we need to be encouraged. We need to encourage one another, and we can only do that through education, and I appreciate that, Tim.
Yeah, and that's one of the – you touched on something there that's been kind of a bone of contention for people that are kind of antagonistic to what we're trying to do. And that's people think we're trying to force people into making decisions that reflect our opinions. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give people the education so they can go home when they leave one of these things, one of these symposiums or one of our satellite talks that we have around, is that they take that information home and make their own decisions. We're not trying to make decisions for people. We're trying to educate them and enlighten them so when they go back and make a decision about what do we do on, say if we've got a, you know, for example, grazing, we've got a grazing allotment contract with the federal government, and they come out with some unreasonable demand on that or cutback in the utilization on that allotment, do they make a stand, or do they go along with the what the demands of the federal government. That's what we're trying to give them enough information so that they can make that choice for themselves, whether they want to stand up on a particular issue or back off on it. And I think that's very, very important. And it goes the same with people that are loggers out here that have problems with their timber sales and that sort of stuff that are getting abused, as the operation develops and the plans are the controls and regulations on them are becoming more stringent all the time. And what are those rights? And that's we want to give people that. And we've been accused of being dogmatic about what we believe in, and we certainly believe it. But we also want to, and we would never try to force anyone into our way of thinking on what their rights are. And they have to make that decision for themselves.
And that's true with just about anything in our lives. And if you don't have the facts, you need to have the facts. And if you have the facts, then you can make a better judgment call or decision of whatever the case may be, whether it's on your property rights or some other side of the coin, where we have to make a decision in our finances, in our home, just all kinds of information that you need to have in order to make a good decision. And, so much of that is hidden. We see this bureaucracy, and we talk about it quite a bit, and it's gotten too big, it's gotten out of hand, we're trying to rein it in, but we have to know what's going on. It's not just a matter of throwing little bits and pieces and assuming that this is what's happening. We have to know what's going on, and that's what these conferences and the symposium is about.
Yeah, well, we certainly hope to bridge the gap between the private utilization and the federal ground utilization resources. One of the things that's going to do that, I think, is very clear is a water issue. Water controls the land, and whoever controls the land controls the people. So we're going to have as our evening dinner on Friday night, we're going to have a presentation from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln on the Ogallala Aquifer, and that should be of interest
to
a lot of people who are affected in that part of the world by groundwater and water utilization. So
absolutely,
that should be a good program.
Absolutely. That'll be a fantastic program. And lots of
one of the things, I think we're probably getting pretty short on time. One of the things I would like to put out there and have people start thinking about is something that I've been concerned with, and that's the lexicon of our resource community. I talked earlier about the term public lands. Well, we've learned over a period of time that there's, by definition, there's very, very little public land left. Prior entry lands or split estate lands that are managed by the federal government or state governments in some cases. We need to start thinking about a new lexicon of that. And then another term in there that's not been thought about a lot but sure gets kicked around a lot is the term stakeholder. Hmm. And stakeholder, it's a sort of become a garbage can term for anybody who drives by a piece of property and looks out and sees something that they take exception to or think can be done better. All of a sudden, they become a stakeholder. Well, I think we need to take a look at that term stakeholder.
Yeah.
And we need to start looking towards developing levels of being a stakeholder. And I think the people who work the land, live on the land, should be the primary stakeholders. And then everybody else has different level of subordinate stakeholder positions. And I think it's very unfair for someone in, say, in the city of Portland or something to come out into our side of the state and feel that they have the same voice and the same right to make changes as the people who live here and utilize that land 24/7, all year long.
That's coming.
So I think the lexicon of our terminology needs to be looked at, and I hope someone would take the time and start looking at the terminology we use and start changing some of the terminology,
the language. I talk about that periodically here on the air, that the language, sustainability, they don't mean what we were taught when we were growing up. It doesn't mean the same thing. And what you're talking about, view sheds and watersheds and all that kind of information where they can come from somewhere else and say, I think this would be better this way, or this should be preserved. It should not be ever damaged or changed in any way. And so they end up controlling your property. And that is out of Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. And it is a tremendous attack on property rights. We are out of time. We are just about out of time. I want to thank you so much for being my guest today, and I hope to meet you here in May. I'm going to try my very best to get up there. I'm going to bring a guest. She's just joined me on CSC Talk Radio, and she's helping me with some things, and I appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you, Beth. I appreciate your time you put into to supporting our efforts.
Well, our efforts are nationwide. Because what happens in rural America, whether it's out in the West or the East, happens in all America. And everyone needs to be concerned because it takes every single one of us, as you know. I close the show every day talking about bringing America home. Home to what it should be. Home to what our founding fathers wanted it to be. And property rights are a big part of that. And I appreciate it so much for the Range Rights and Resource Symposium. We're all working together to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.